For example, we know that we have so much dasheen that we have markets for. Fine. So we have secured a number of farmers who are growing dasheen. We're not only growing dasheen for ourselves, but also have people who are trading into Trinidad and other places. So, it's for everybody. But we're particularly looking for a particular size of dasheen that they want in Europe, which is a large size dasheen for the market. The American market now only wants a small size dasheen. So it suits us well to have a partnership between the buyers who are buying for the U.S. and we who are buying for the European market. So farmers must grow crops that they have markets for. I sometimes hear people go on the radio and talk about, oh, they have so much things like cassava and everything. And I keep saying, when they come to me that I say, show me the market, then we talk business. If you can't show me the market, don't talk to me. Because I've seen farmers get into so much trouble by growing crop where people tell them to grow when they don't have a secure market. And that's not going to happen under our watch. I recently had a conversation with the managing director, Rideco, Mr. Conningbord, and we are talking about even higher levels of cooperation between our farmers who are producing roots and tubers and even banana farmers. Because a lot of banana farmers are also producing roots and tubers. So what we would be doing, and I should say this is instigated by the Minister of Agriculture himself, is to ensure that there's greater collaboration in the market so that we don't step over each other. And that is one of the things that we'll be doing. Once we have access to these good packing facilities and we have good collaboration in the market, I think our agriculture would grow. It is growing because so over the past, the Christmas season, we shipped out over 5 or 6 containers, a dasheen and roots of sweet potato, ginger, pumpkin, etc.